Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, perfect for a stroll along the beach. In Jerusalem, it's a beautiful day to explore the city's historic sites, with plenty of sunshine to enjoy. Meanwhile, in Ai Lut, temperatures are high, making it ideal for a dip in the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, in the Arab world, there are claims that a U.S. attack in Iran is imminent. Qatar and Pakistan are attempting to mediate while the Revolutionary Guards seek control over the Strait of Hormuz. This, reported by Mariv just 47 minutes ago. Also, earlier this hour, President Trump stated the Strait of Hormuz will open soon. He warned Iran of a heavy blow if it doesn't comply, according to Walla. Also this hour, the IDF warns of a growing issue at the Syrian border. The army is concerned about the diversion of forces, potentially leading to a strategic disaster, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu announced Israel will not withdraw from Gaza until Hamas disarms. This rejection of a U.S. proposed draft was reported by Ynet from earlier today. And finally, the U.S. Justice Department has recognized the Ari Halberstam murder as a civil rights case. Over 30 years later, this significant decision was covered by Forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, former U.S. Middle East peace negotiator Aaron David Miller warned that Iran might be misjudging President Trump's stance on the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier today, Belaz News reported that Hamas is questioning comments linking Gaza withdrawal to its disarmament. Hamas demands the U.S.-backed plan address Israel's actions and humanitarian concerns. In a recent post, Ynet Global shared chilling footage of a suspect entering a lawyer's office in Rishon LeZion before a fatal shooting. The alleged killer fled the scene over a monetary dispute. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with tensions in the Persian Gulf. According to Mariv, the Arab world fears an imminent U.S. attack on Iran as tensions rise. The Revolutionary Guards are pushing for control over the Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil passage. This situation raises concerns about global oil prices and regional stability. Turning to President Trump's comments, Walla reports that he warned Iran of consequences if the Strait of Hormuz remains blocked. This comes amid rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran, as both nations show no signs of backing down. The potential for conflict could affect international shipping routes and energy markets. Meanwhile, the IDF is on alert over issues at the Syrian border. Israel Hayom highlights concerns about the Bashan pioneers diverting military focus from defense duties. The IDF fears this could weaken operational readiness and compromise security. The situation underscores the complexities of Israel's northern front. In Gaza, Prime Minister Netanyahu's stance on not withdrawing until Hamas disarms remains firm. Ynet reports Israel rejected a U.S. proposal, insisting on security guarantees first. This decision impacts ongoing peace efforts and the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Lastly, the U.S. Justice Department's recognition of Ari Halberstam's murder as a civil rights case marks a historic turning point. Forward notes this decision over three decades later acknowledges the anti-Semitic nature of the attack, impacting civil rights discourse in the U.S. Turning to business and markets, first, Mariv Business reviews the new Shark portable fan, the FlexBreeze HydroGo. It's designed for easy portability and offers refreshing water mist, ideal for coping with the heat. Separately, CTech reports that Monday is considering doubling CEO pay weeks after announcing layoffs. Shareholders will decide on increasing compensation for its founders, despite recent workforce cuts. And finally, Walla Business reveals a new mandatory subject in Israeli schools, financial education. The Ministry of Education has trained teachers to equip students with practical financial skills, boosting future economic literacy. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.